continue in Nefesh HaChaim, Shaar Gimel, Perek Yud Gimel. We have two more Prakim to finish Shaar Gimel. And the theme of this entire Shaar was the perception of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Two levels. One level, that Hashem is behind all the kochot, all the forces in this world. That's the Baruch Shem Kevod Malchuto Leolam Va'ed level. That's the Elokim level. That's the Yichuda Tata'a level of understanding of Hashem. But there's the higher level, the Yichuda Ila'a, the Havaya level, the Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, which is that there are no powers, that there are no forces. It's all but HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Everything is only HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's not that there are powers and He's behind them and He's in charge of them. It's all Him. That's the higher level. So now, the Nefesh HaChaim is going to explain something very deep in regards to the yachas between Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov versus Moshe Rabbeinu. So let's begin. He says, Baruch Hashem, we are in the weeks of the Avot HaKadoshim, in the parashiyot of Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. V'ze haya inyan avodat ha'avot kol yomehem. This was the avodah of the Avot HaKadoshim all the days of their lives. Ki hema benoreot tzidkatam v'taharat kedushat libam, hayu mudbakim or medubakim, machshavtam, or no, I think I read it wrong, medabkim, that's how you should read it. Hayu medabkim machshavtam lirtzono yitbarach. The Avot HaKadoshim, Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, with the awesomeness of their righteousness and the purity of the Kedusha of their heart, they would be medabek their machshava lirtzono yitbarach. They connected their mind constantly to Hashem. Kol yemehem beli hefsek rega. The Rambam writes this in Moreh Nevuchim also. Kol yemehem beli hefsek rega. Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov were medabek machshavtam to HaKadosh Baruch Hu all the days of their lives, non-stop, every minute. Ubitlu birtzonam kol hakochot shebaolam. And they were mevatel, they nullified with their will all the kochot of the world. Nothing meant anything to them because they knew Hashem is behind everything. Ule'efes vatou nichshevu etzlam. All the kochot in the world were considered by them efes vatou, nothingness. Ve'lachen zachu gam lenisim niflaim b'shidud ha'ma'arachot u'tzva'ehem kanal. And because of that, they merited miracles and wonders that HaKadosh Baruch Hu changed around the course of nature for them. Ve'lachen ityached shemo yitbarach aleihem li'ikare Elohe Avraham, Elohe Yitzchak, Elohe Yaakov. And that's why the name of Hashem was mityached with them. Hashem connected His name with their name. That's called Leit Yichet Shemam Alehem. That's something that we don't find about anybody else except the very select few, Avraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov, Moshe Rabbeinu. We'll soon see the degree of Moshe Rabbeinu was even a higher level. David HaMelech. You know, basically the Shiva Ushpizin. We don't find Eloke said about anybody else in the Tanakh. Only about the Avot HaKadoshim, the God of. Hashem is not Meyached Shemo, even al HaTzadikim. Only on them He was Meyached Shemo. He connected His name only to them. Why? Because of what we just said. Because of the fact that they constantly in their mind were Medabek Machshavtam. They clung in their thoughts to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. וכאמרו יתברך בעצמו אלוקי אבותיכם ולזה אמרו האבות הן הן המרכבה. That's what the Midrash means when it says the avot are the chariot of Hashem. They upheld the Shechinah Kedoshah in this world. So apparently, that's, well, I mean, of course, Adam HaRishon, Kodem HaChet, there's nothing to talk about, obviously. Le'achar HaChet, you know, I don't know if we say the same thing like we say about the Avot HaKedoshim. But also, we cannot be Masig, the Gdula of Adam HaRishon. But here comes Moshe Rabbeinu. Omnam Madrigat Moshe Rabbeinu Alav HaShalom Hayta Od Yoter Gevoah. The level of Moshe Rabbeinu was even higher than the Avot HaKedoshim. Kemo She'eida HaTorah. First of all, it's an open pasuk at the end of the Torah. Ve'lo kam Navi Od Kemoshe. There was never a Navi like Moshe Rabbeinu. That's number one. Now, what was the difference between Moshe Rabbeinu and the Avot HaKedoshim? Says the Nefesh HaChaim, Ve'etzem chiluk madregato mimadregatam, bi'er hu yitbarach be'atzmo. The difference between the Madrega of Moshe Rabbeinu and the Madrega means the level of Moshe Rabbeinu and the level of the Avot HaKedoshim, the difference between them, Hashem himself said in the Pasuk, what did he say? Ve'amar, in the beginning of Va'era, Ani Hashem, which is Ani Havaya, I am Yudke Vavke. Va'era el Avraham ve'el Yitzchak ve'el Yaakov be'el Shaddai. Ushmi Havaya, Ushmi Hashem, lo nodati lahem. This is a fundamental pasuk. Hashem is telling Moshe Rabbeinu, I appeared to Avraham, Yitzchak and Yaakov by the name El Shaddai. But my name Havaya, Yudke Vavke, I did not make known to them. What does that mean that Hashem did not make known to them the Shem Havaya? The Ha'inyan, who etzem achiluk shenitba'er lemala ben Hashem Elokim leShem Havaya Baruch Hu. This speaks to the difference that we explained before between Elokim and Havaya. Elokim is the understanding that Hashem is behind Hu Ba'al kol hakochot kulam. Hashem is behind all the kochot. Hashem is the one that gives life to all the kochot, all the forces, one on top of the other, like was described before in this shah. That's Elokim. Havaya is understanding Hashem hu Elokim. That all those powers themselves are not really powers. They're all HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's all Hashem. There is nothing besides Him. It's Hashem Echad. Elokim is Kevod Malchuto. That Hashem is king. There are forces, and Hashem is king over them. Hashem Echad means there's nothing else besides Him. So he says, Ki al harov. Now look, after praising the level of the Avot, he's going to now say the what was lacking in the level of the Avot HaKedoshim. Ve'ainyan, he says, Ki al harov. Ve'inyan asagat ha'avot matzinu ne'emar Hashem Elokim. Most of the time, when it comes to the Avot HaKedoshim, you will find the name Elokim. For example, Yaakov Avinu says, HaElokim asher italechu avotai lefanav. Hashem, that my fathers walked before him, Avraham and Yitzchak. HaElokim haro'e oti me'odi. Hashem who shepherded me from the beginning of my life. These are psukim from Yaakov Avinu. V'chen anachnu korim oto itbarach Eloke Avraham. And also, we use the name Elokim when we talk about Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. Eloke Avraham, Eloke Yitzchak, Eloke Yaakov. Kemo shekatavti le'el b'inyan kedushat matregatam, as we just said about the kedusha of their level, shelo yishgichu al shum koach v'inyan ba'olam klal. They didn't give any chashivut to any koach in the world. They knew it's all run by Hashem. It's all from Him. Omnam, however, hasagat nevuatam lo haita bebitul hakochot mimetziutam legamre. I think the key word is legamre. He says, however, the hasaga of their nevuat, their level of perception in prophecy, what they were able to perceive in their level of nevuat was not the total and absolute nullification of reality. No, there was still reality. There was still the reality of the kochot of all from down below here to all the olamot ha'elyonot. Vezeu she'amar ha'ketuv va'era el avam bel shaddai. That's what Hashem says to Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. I spoke with the name of El Shaddai, she'inyano gam ken keinyam Hashem Elokim, which in philosophy, the name of El Shaddai is the same as Elokim. What is that? What's the meaning? Rotze lomar she'ani ba'al ha'kochot kulam. That Hashem is the owner, is the master of all the kochot, of all the forces in the world. U'birtzoti, and with the will of Hashem, kol rega, any minute, ani meshaded ma'arechet kol ha'kochot me'asher kavati bahem be'et habriya. In any minute, Hashem can change around the course of nature from the way that He established it in the beginning of the Bria. Hashem, if He wants, He can change it. He decided that the Ye'or should be water, Misheshet Yemei Bereshit, but in 1 second, He changed it to be Dam. Right? And V'chen al zeh haderech, all the Aseret HaMakot, all the 10 plagues, and all the Nisim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's why we wear Tefillin. Why do we wear Tefillin every day? To remember that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in charge of nature. And He can do as He wills, as He wishes with nature. So He's Baal HaKochot Kulam. That is what the name Elohim, that's what the name El Shaddai represents and reminds us of. That the name Shin Daled Yud, Meshaded Ma'arachot HaTeva. Leshaded Ma'arachot HaTeva means He is able to adjust, to change, to rearrange the Kochot of nature, the course of nature. Aval bibchinat inyan shemi havaya lo nodati lahem. That is the level, that's how far Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov went with their nevuah. Now, it's so far that we can't even, you know, we could look up for hours, we would never see it. We would. So let's just make that clear, that the level of nevuah of Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov was towering beyond our imagination. But the bechina of shemi havaya lo nodati lahem be'asagat nevuatam. Havaya is what? That there is no metziut. That there is no kochot kulam. It's all HaKadosh Baruch Hu memale kol almin v'sovev kol almin, and He's ikara v'shor shade almin. He's everything. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is everything. Mekomo shel olam. Remember, that's how we began this shah with the explanation of mekomo shel olam, makom. Hashem is the place. He's everything. Aval Moshe Rabbeinu hayta asagat nevuato beinyan bechinat Hashem ha'etzem hamyuchad havaya baruch hu. The nevuah of Moshe Rabbeinu was on the level of havaya of yudkei vavkei. Lachen lo haya lo shum chotzetz bifnei or hasagat nevuato. There was no partition, even the slightest partition, between him and the light of his nevuah. וכן על ידי כל ניסי השם שנעשו על ידו, ראו כולם ביטול מציאות כל הכוחות לגמרי. All the nisim that Moshe Rabbeinu was the shaliach in performing in this world, everyone saw ביטול מציאות, the nullification of the reality of all the כוחות לגמרי. ואין עוד מלבדו יתברך לגמרי כמשמעו. That there is nothing else besides Hashem, as clear and simple as that sounds. כמו שאמר הכתוב, אתה הוראת לדעת. Moshe Rabbeinu is the one who said this. You see, in the time of Avraham, Yitzhak, Yaakov, we don't have this pasuk. In the time of Avraham, Yitzhak, Yaakov, we see Elohim. All the time, Elohim. Yes, there it does say Hashem, Yud-Kev-Av-Kev, from time to time. But that doesn't speak to the level of their nevuah. The dominant name in Sefer Bereshit is Elohim. All throughout Maaseh Bereshit, that's for sure. And even in the time of the Avot, as we saw some pasukim, they're not the only ones, all the time, by the Avot Elohim. That's what it was. When it comes to Moshe Rabbeinu, here's the pasuk that we say when we open up the Echal, Ata hor'et al adat, you were shown to know, ki Hashem hu ha'Elohim. That it's all Havaya Baruch Hu. All this Elohim, which means powers, forces, energies, it's all HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what Moshe Rabbeinu saw clearly with his nevuah. זהו שכתוב, וידבר אלוקים אל משה, ויומר אליו, אני השם. אלוקים spoke to Moshe, and he said to him, I am Havaya. הודיעום, Hashem was making known to Moshe Rabbeinu, עצם בחינת השגת נבואתו. Hashem was telling Moshe, this is what you're going to be seeing. שגם השם אלוקים, that the name אלוקים, אצלו הכל בחינת הוויה, it's all הוויה. כעניין הכתוב, כי השם הוא האלוקים, אין עוד מלבדו. ומאז ואילך, from then and on, לא נזכר אצלו, אלא וידבר השם. Never do you see וידבר אלוקים El Moshe. There are some exceptions in certain narrations of stories in the Torah, like in Parashat Chukat, Elokim uBemoshe, they spoke against Elokim. But when Moshe Rabbeinu received Nevuah, what do we see? The constant pasuk again and again, Vaydaber Hashem El Moshe Lemor, Hashem meaning Havaya. It's not Elokim anymore. It's Havaya Baruch Hu. Vezeu, that's what it means. Velo kam navi od ke Moshe asher yedao havaya panim el panim. There was never a navi like Moshe that knew Hashem on the level of havaya. Vezeu sheamru b'tikun kavav ulegabe avahan lo itchazia ela bemin alim, aval legabe Moshe bela kisuya klal veraza. This, all this which was just said to us now is Meforash in the Sefer HaTikunei HaZohar, Tikun Kavav, regarding the Avot, HaKadosh Baruch Hu appeared to them Ela Bemin Alim. Bemin Alim means with a partition. Hashem didn't tell Avraham, Shal Ne'alecha Me'al Raglecha, take off your shoes. Hashem didn't tell this to Avraham. Bemin Alim, even with their wearing the shoes. What's the idea of shoes? That there is a chatzitza between you and the ground. That's a partition. That's min'al. Whereas by Moshe Rabbeinu bela kisuya klal, no covering. There was no curtain at all. There was no chatzitza at all between him and Or Hasagato. Vehu gam ken inyan ma'amaram besof perek kisuya dam. Look how many gemarot and ma'amarim of Chazal he illuminates with these teachings. In Chulin Petet, what does it say? Now listen to this. Here's a Gemara that's often quoted, but here he gives it a much deeper understanding. Gadol sheneemar b'moshe. Does it say in your Sfarim, Gadol ma sheneemar?
No?
Okay. Gadol sheneemar b'moshe ve'aharon yotem ima sheneemar b'Avraham. What's written about Moshe and Aharon is on a greater level than by Avraham. In regards to the midah of humbleness of anava, de'ilu be'Avraham k'ti ve'anuchi afar va'efer. Avraham was very humble. What did he say? He said, "I am dust and ashes." De'ilu be'Moshe ve'Aharon. But by Moshe and Aharon, what does it say? Ve'nachnu ma? We are what? We're nothing. So now, what's the difference here? I mean, to really consider yourself like dust and ashes, that's a very high level of humbleness, right? Dust and ashes. But there is a very fine difference here between the greatness of Avraham and Moshe. Ki afar va'efer al kol panim mitra'e adayin imtziut afar. After all, afar and efer is still a substance. It's still something. It's a metziut. You could see it. It's a reality. Exactly. Aval Moshe Rabbeinu alav shalom amar ve'nachnu ma. But Moshe Rabbeinu said, we are what? Huh? Exactly. Ke'ilu en shum metziut ba'olam klal legamre. As if to say, we don't even exist. There's nothing. There's nothing. En od milevado. Now, by the way, in brackets, he explains, you see, who is saying ve'nachnu ma? Moshe Rabbeinu, maybe this is also part of his anava, I don't know, but Moshe Rabbeinu said, Venachnu, we. He's referring to him and Aharon. The Nefesh HaChaim wants to make it clear that what he's explaining about Moshe does not apply to Aharon. And so he explains this, that it says it in plural, is because the context of the story there, when Moshe Rabbeinu said, Venachnu ma kitalinu al alenu, because Am Yisrael came and complained to Moshe and Aharon. So Moshe Rabbeinu said, what are we that you are complaining to us? So that's why he used the plural. But when it comes to the depth of what the word mahir means, it only really applies, he says, to Moshe Rabbeinu. That's what he explains here in the brackets. Im ki gam et Aharon kalali to bezota bechina ukemamaram gadol sheneimar b'Moshe ve'Aharon. He says, even though Aharon is also included here, because the complaint was on both, so Moshe answered back in the plural.
But
But the main one in this very high level that we're talking about, the level of total absolute nullification of the Metziut, and understanding that in Od Milevado, and there's no Mechitza between him and what he saw in his Nevuah, that's we're talking about Moshe Rabbeinu. Vezehu she'amru b'shemot rabba parasha yudalev. And that's what Chazal say in the Midrash. There's a Midrash, very interesting Midrash. A conversation between the Avot HaKadoshim and Moshe Rabbeinu in Shamayim. Yitzchak comes to Moshe Rabbeinu and he says, Yitzchak Avinu, Alav HaShalom, Amar leMoshe, Ani gadol mimcha, I am greater than you, Shepashati tzavari, v'chule. We imagine that he's saying to him, I put my neck out to be slaughtered for Hashem. Did you ever do that? So I'm greater than you. That's what Yitzchak has going for him, right? V'ra'iti et penei Shekhinah. Oh, and I saw the face of the Shekhinah, Yitzchak says. Amar lo Moshe, Moshe Rabbeinu told Yitzchak, Ani nit'aleti yoter mimcha. I became more elevated than you. She'ata ra'ita penei Shekhinah v'chahu enecha. You saw the face of the Shekhinah, but you became blinded by it. It was too much to handle. Aval ani hayiti medaber im Shekhinah panim vefanim velo chahu enai. I spoke with the Shekhinah face to face, and what does it say in the Torah at the end? Lo chahata eno velo nas lecho. The eyesight of Moshe Rabbeinu was perfect till the end. What does he mean to say here? I mean, he's not explaining. He's saying, you understand over here what he means based on the context of what we learned before, that Moshe Rabbeinu is saying, you saw the Shekhinah, but chahu enecha, but you became blinded, which means there was still some kind of metziut between you and what you saw. But I saw the Shekhinah panim v'panim velo chahu enai, which means I saw clearly. Which means I saw the Metziut. And what's the Metziut? The Metziut is Atau Echad Kodem Shebara Olam, Atau Echad Lachar Shebara Olam. That it's the same Hashem before He created the world, and it's the same Hashem after He created the world. Just like before He created the world, there was only Hashem. After He created the world, there's only Hashem. Ve'ayen ma shekatav Rabbi Chaim Vital b'Sefer HaGilgulim b'Pirush Ma'amaram Avraham Avraham Yaakov Yaakov Pasik Tama. We had this in today's parasha and in some of the parashiyot that we're in the middle of. When Hashem calls to Avraham or He calls to Yaakov, so in the Te'amim we have a pasek between the two names. Avraham, Avraham, Vayomer Hineni, or Yaakov, Yaakov. Every time it's with a pasek. Whereas by Moshe, Moshe, Moshe lo pasik ta'ama. In Parashat Shemot, where Hashem is calling out to Moshe from the Sene, it says Moshe, Moshe. There's no pasek. Isn't that interesting? There's no pasek between the Moshe Moshe. What is that? Shehu al inyan hefsek vechatzitza mu'etet meinyan aguf. The reason why by Avraham and Yaakov there is the pasek, because there was somewhat, nothing that we can imagine, that's for sure, but there was somewhat of some kind of physical partition, adayin, le'achar hakol, after all the kedushat hasagatam that they reached, but there was a sliver of a partition, and that's symbolized by the pasek. Whereas Moshe, there's no pasek. It was panim v'panim, and it was straight. He saw more clear than anyone was able to see. If we may just begin a few lines into Perek Yudalet, because it's very much connected. Ulezot haya Moshe Rabbeinu muchan kol rega linvua. That's why when it came to Moshe Rabbeinu was constantly in a state of readiness for nevua. He didn't have to, you know, go into a room and start preparing himself for like 3 hours to receive nevuah. He received nevuah on the go, on the fly. Wherever he was able to receive. Kemo she'amar, imdu ve'eshme'a ma'yedaber. They came to him, they asked him a question. So he told them, okay, stay right there. I'm right here. I'm waiting. Imdu ve'eshme'a ma'yedaber Hashem. Stand here and I will hear what Hashem. He was constantly ready for nevuah. Kemo she'amru chazal. V'chein haya masig nevuato b'chol ha'mekomot. V'eze makom she'yeh. Moshe Rabbeinu was able to receive nevuah in all places, wherever he was. Behashva'a gmura b'lo shum chiluk klal. Just the same. Any place he was able to receive nevuah from Hashem without any difference. Why is that? Because his level of understanding of Hasaga was Hashem is Mekomo Shel Olam. That there are no differences in levels. Remember, when in the early Prakim of this Shah, that in the perspective of Elohim, in the perspective of Mitzadit Chaburto La'olamot, there are levels. There are places that are Tameh, there are places that are more Kadosh, right? There are levels. So not every place, can, even a big Navi, needs to be at the right place, at the right time, with the right Hachana Nafshit, to receive Nevuah. Whereas by Moshe Rabbeinu, he received Nevuah no matter where, no matter when. Lama? Because his Hasaga was the Hasaga of the higher, the second one, of Hashem Echad, Ani Hashem Lo Shaniti, that there is no difference, there is no difference in levels of Kedusha. Everywhere, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is just the same. That was the level of Moshe Rabbeinu's Hasaga. כמאמרם בשמות רבה ובמדבר רבה ובמדרש חזיתה, סימן ג' בפסוק עמודיו עשה חסב, זה לשונם. למה דיבר הקדוש ברוך הוא עם משה מתוך הסנה? ללמדך שאין מקום פנוי בארץ פנוי מהשכינה, שאפילו בתוך הסנה היה מדבר עמו. Why did Hashem appear, חזל say, to Moshe Rabbeinu for the first time from a burning bush? To show, it was to demonstrate that Hashem is everywhere, that there's not a place or space in this world, or in any world, that is empty from the Shekhinah, even from a seneh, a lowly thorn bush. You ever went by in like a deserty type of place, like these thorn bushes? In Eretz Yisrael, you have a lot of these thorns, you know, thorn bushes. It's the lowliest place. It looks like it's dead. It looks like there's nothing. It's only pointy, and that's it, right? It doesn't even have color. Hashem showed himself from the Senet to show, I'm everywhere. Even in the lowliest place, what you think is lowliest place, there is no place that is, let atar panui mine. And that's Moshe Rabbeinu. Vehu kefi bechinat madregato hanura'a. This is in accordance with the level of the great level of Moshe Rabbeinu. I know it's in the middle of a paragraph. We'll stop here and we'll continue Bezat Hashem next time. Okay? I heard once that you have to say that both are true. Obviously, he attained it with working a lifetime to reach the level of awareness of Hashem. You know, we meet Moshe Rabbeinu basically for the first time when he's 80 years old. I know we do read about him when he was young and he beat up the Mitzri, you know, but that's just a few psukim. Then all of a sudden, the Torah, fast forward, you know, 80 years old. All of a sudden, what happened? What happened all these years? What do you think he was doing? Sitting and playing cards? What do you think he was doing? He was gradually working on himself to attain the awareness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in its purest state till he reached this level of Asaga. But im kol ze, you have to say that it was a special matana that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave to Moshe Rabbeinu, because he deserved it, okay? So, but a matana to Moshe Rabbeinu, because he was the keli that through which the Torah was going to be given to Am Yisrael. So both are true. Yes, he worked on himself to reach that level, and it was granted to him. What is that? Let me just one second.